You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios, this is Mino and the Mayor. Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino the Mayor here on a good-looking Monday morning. 49 in Green Bay, 52 in Hamilton, 47 in Oshkosh forecast. Can't be nicer for today.
Awesome.
Mid to upper 70s and sunny. Can't be nicer.
It's going to be great.
Yeah. You know what we're
the
handing
whole week.
Out? We're handing out a prize package today. By the way, we got Kristen Ambos. Oh, I got something. I actually, Kristen, you're going to be so proud of me. I actually, I want to say downloaded. I'm not sure I downloaded some stuff off my phone that's reading about mortgages. You know, one of the things that's slowing down more people buying houses? And I know we've talked about this a little bit.
Money.
Well, assisted living homes and stuff have gotten so expensive. Those have gone up like huge, huge, huge. And people where it's like, well, we're going to be leaving there. We're going to. And it's like, holy crap.
Oh, yeah. No, that's true.
The price of those things are keeping people in their houses, even though they'd rather leave their houses.
That is true. Those are so expensive.
Yeah.
I mean, that will take, depends how much money you got, but that.
Whatever you got, they'll take it.
Yeah. And if you're going to live, what is it? When you go into one of those, is it 8 years, seven? No, less. Three?
I don't know.
There's a statistic on when you go in, average. But still, if you take $6,000 a month.
A month.
And times that, times, 36, 48.
Close to $1 million if you keep going. Every dime you save by having that color, and white TV instead of the color TV in 1978.
And that, don't you feel bad for those people? They
absolutely
work so hard.
Yep.
And money under the mattress.
Happened to my family. Yes. Not even a question.
So.
Not even a question.
Yeah, that will
clean
out. It's funny because we were just, we're similar in age. We sat down with our financial planner and he talked about that. And I do you think you're going to end up in a nursing home? Because I don't.
Me?
Yeah.
Do you hope not.
Really? I don't know. He goes, look,
let me ask you this. So a nursing home or an assisted living home? Because I will say this. Assisted living homes, a lot of them are really nice. I've interviewed numerous veterans in assisted living homes, and they're the Mac Daddies. Life is really good. When I think of a nursing home,
in the room with the diapers.
It was, no. Well, I mean, I remember they turned up in my hometown. They had an old sanitarium. Okay.
That's an old word. But
that's
an
old word, a sanitarium. Todd, do you know what a sanitarium is?
He's young. Do you?
Okay.
Yeah. Wow.
Where they put people with tuberculosis.
Or other things. Other things.
Just, okay. But that's what this one was built for, was for tuberculosis with iron lungs and things. Okay.
Yeah.
And I remember my grandma was first put in, and I used to, when I was a flower delivery guy, and I'd have to go in those were depressing places. They were scary depressing.
Yeah. And they don't come out of there, right?
No.
Now with these assisted living, they're phenomenal. I mean, they're expensive, but they're fantastic places.
It's great. Could I deal with that? Like even that assisted living, one of them, they have a bar.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Oh, there's one in Appleton. I think it's Evergreen. They have happy hour. They got this huge bar. They've got bowling leagues. They got electronic bowling leagues place.
They got some educational programs.
It's unbelievable.
It's like going back to college. Workshop.
It's like it's incredible. that I could do in a heartbeat.
That's what I'm saying. That I could adjust to because, like I said, it's like throwback to when we were in school. But
I could see me during happy hour sitting at the bar regaling people with stories.
Wouldn't that be fun? And I'm sure they got to have some kind of voice to the management that could run for office.
Absolutely.
Raise a little hell.
Guys want me living in your assisted living home? Yes or no?
We talked about that neighbor coming over the fence. It's like, yeah.
Yes or no?
Yeah.
I'm going to throw this out there, too. We need a prize package today. Todd?
All right.
What have you got for a prize package?
I got a $25 gift card from Nicolet Bank.
Right. This is going to, because today is net. Now, you guys got to work on this one, okay? You got to put in some work on this. Today is National Limerick Day. Come up with a limerick, a Mino and the Mayor limerick that's clean And you could win a $25 gift card.
Yes.
From Nicolet National Bank. A limerick that is clean. Okay. $25 gift card. Let's see what kind of talent we got up there with people. Morning. I'm wow. just saying, yeah, I'm throwing it out okay. there. Yeah. We got Kristen Ambos coming up at 7:30. We got Daryl Burnett from the Automobile Gallery and Event Center. Festa Italiana, which is phenomenal. You know, I walked past there the other day, too, in Sub Bart Starr's car. You forget how tiny those cars used to be.
Those vets?
Is that though? I mean, the sports cars back in the 60s?
Well, that was so thin.
But I mean, that was hot. That was cool. But that was cool. But man, were they small.
Two people, that's it, yeah.
You forget about that.
Yeah.
Then they had, I think, did they have an MG? Remember the old MGs? Oh, yeah. you know where that one was? That was one at right up here at the downtown garage that I just love. It's the greatest old school garage.
Oh, Downtown Auto.
Downtown Auto. Yeah, they've got one out in front that they were working on.
An MG?
Yeah.
Yeah. But now that's a small car.
Oh, my goodness, are those little cars.
Yeah, those, I wouldn't buy one of those.
Do you remember the Corvairs when they were considered like worst car?
Ralph Nader thing?
Yes. Yeah. Unsafe at Any Speed, I think it was called.
Wow, they were crazy, weren't they? Like, I've only seen film of it, but.
Yeah. There's a legend, and nobody's been able to prove if this is true or not. Because you know how I talked about going over the Mackinac Bridge in bad weather is kind of scary?
Yeah.
Because those railings aren't very high. It's almost like the kid at the Pittsburgh game that fell over the railing. Right, and you always felt like when I drove over in a U-Haul that one time and it was windy, you felt like a gust, and I'm over the railing.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, I was nervous. Would like not you survive can't believe. That. Yeah. But there's a legend. Is there anybody from the UP, and especially the Eastern UP, that has ever heard this, that one car literally flew off, and it was a small, and I want to say it was a Corvair, they said, and a huge truck, you know, just blew by it on a windy day and caught it as this car was doing whatever, and it literally went airborne over the railing.
Wow. I don't think so.
You don't think it ever happened?
They would have taken some safety measures on that. No, that would have been people in the car. No, I don't think so. But
they say it was a young girl, and she was by herself, and they never heard from her again.
Well, no. Wow, that'd be interesting if there's.
Is that just a legend that lives on from the Chippewas on down to the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee?
I don't know, John.
I'm just saying
that. Yeah, that's interesting. That could happen though. I'll agree with you on that bridge.
Yeah, I don't. Why do you have to save a couple of bucks by having it this low when one more foot would, like, eliminate any problems?
The view?
Maybe. Huh? I don't know.
I don't know either.
But even at these ball games, man. I mean, like I said, we've talked about this before, the old stadium at County Stadium, up in those upper decks.
I think that Pittsburgh one, I think they're going to raise that. I don't know what it is.
3 feet.
Oh, yeah, no, that's not high enough.
No, like, think of these people. People are tall nowadays. So somebody's 6'5", 6'6",
right,
where you're center of gravity.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that wouldn't work.
No.
No, I don't know about any depth.
That's the one good advantage of being a low center of gravity that I have. I'll never go over really. Although I still think it would have been really funny if I did that story that I wanted to do for the TV station that time where, you know, got to be careful at games. And I was going to do that where I'm like, leaning over the thing. Then I was going to have a dummy dressed exactly like me. Have it fall off.
Oh, yeah,
thing.
Yeah.
But Todd, you could have. That would have been funny.
Been great.
Yeah.
But the danger with that is you could have fallen over. Not the dummy, you.
Nah, it would have been fine. Okay. All right. Me having a problem? Come on. Ain't going to happen. So anyway, it's Limerick Day. Give us a limerick to win a nice prize package. Okay. I'm going to read this. That somebody just texted me. Website, Mackinac Bridge Wind Alert spurs memories of car that plunged off in 1989, Detroit Free Press.
Wow. I can't. Wow. Okay. All right.
Well, here, look at this. Look at
this. Okay. Well,
1989, Detroit Free Press. Free.com. Yeah. See, it did happen. Tell me that's not scary.
That's scary.
Yes.
That is scary. I don't know that I would. And it wasn't a Corvair?
I don't know.
It wasn't a Corvette, I'll tell you that.
No, it wasn't a vet. But it might have been a Corvair. Let me see. I got to read this. Todd, are you proud of me?
Why? Because you're using your phone?
Well, besides that, because high wind warnings on the Mackinac Bridge strike fear in the hearts of motorists, especially those who remember the story of Leslie Pluhar. Pluhar, a waitress from Royal Oak, was speeding across the bridge in her 1987 Yugo.
Oh, yeah. That's right up there with the Corvair, though.
On September 22nd, 1989, when 48-mile-per-hour wind gusts caused her to lose control and plunge off the 5-mile suspension bridge to her death. Her car veered left onto the bridge's 4-inch high median and then back across the northbound lanes, hitting a curb, jumping an outer guardrail. Pluhar's vehicle went off the bridge and into the Straits of Mackinac. It took Michigan State Police divers 8 days to find the mangled Yugo, which was resting in waters 152 feet deep. Investigators say Pluhar had been traveling more than 60 miles per hour, but couldn't determine what made her car veer. But her speeding was considered to be a factor in the accident. That's why the Mackinac Bridge Authority recommends that motorists travel faster than 20 miles an hour during high wind events. The case captured headlines nationally.
And that was, their answer was slow down when it's windy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's sad. That girl was, but what she, I, so she hit the median. The
it four, sounds the like four she lost thing, control.
And she just jerked it back. Yeah.
Ugh. But still, I mean, that's to sad. Go. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. What a way to go. Because yes. You know, when you're going.
You don't know what's going on.
Right.
Yeah. I agree. Terrible.
Oh, okay.
Horrible.
Right.
So,
well, you're right on that one. I didn't know that. 89, that's not like
exactly
forever ago. Okay.
The problem is with a Yugo was if you're in an accident, you go. Sandy. That's true. That's
junk.
Been considered one of the worst cars ever made, right?
It's got to be.
It's got to be.
That's junk. Yeah. Is that the French?
Czechoslovakian. Yugoslavian.
Oh, I guess
Yugo.
Does.
Yugoslavian.
All right.
I remember another. Remember the Renaults? R-E-N-A-U-L-T?
Yes.
Those were bad cars. I think it was AMC.
Who
what did
that?
Kevin just bring in here? What's Kevin doing? What's Kevin doing?
Kevin Van Ness just walked in.
Kevin, don't you have some place to be? Get in here.
They want you on the mic.
Get in here.
Guess what this is?
I know what it is.
That instrument we're talking about?
Yeah.
The boards?
This is called a vibraslap.
That's
the vibraslap.
This is the vibraslap. And
Kevin, do you have one of those in your band?
Well, Kevin,
Yeah. It's kind of fun. I thought Todd could use that, you know, like the old days when
he played that in high school, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
You do something
Todd,
wrong.
He was in the percussion section, and he played the vibra slap when he was in high school.
Does he still have it?
Todd, Kevin just brought
him
one.
No, does he still have the talent? One. Right? Does he still have a talent?
Of course.
Does he still have the talent?
That's, ready for this?
Yeah. That's the question.
Let her go, Todd.
Kevin.
Ladies and gentlemen, now, here's what you came here to listen to this morning. On a Monday morning on Mind of the Mayor. WGBW WISS,
the
our
Todd
Monday
Michaels
morning Viber Slap.
By Todd Michaels.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well,
all right. Thank you for being here, Todd. Thank you for being here. All right, moving on.
Wow.
That's it?
That's it right there.
What song was that again from? The famous one?
Oh, what did I use
you
it
You played
on?
It?
Did we use that in the
Crazy
Christmas?
Train.
Crazy Train.
Yeah,
Ozzy.
Yeah.
You're right.
There you go.
Did Mr. Viber slap, did he make money on that? Is that a patented thing?
Oh, that's a big, a lot of Latin percussion, they use that all the time.
Yeah.
Like, what's the history of that? Because, you know, when East Champion comes in here, talk about 12,000 years ago, this was a, you know, ancient Chinese Inca, yada, 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 and they crafted it with reeds from the Nile River.
Yeah, he bought it on Amazon.
Give us the background here, Kevin.
Well, you know, they use it in a lot of Latin music, but actually a rock and roller, so it was a cool sound effect.
Oh, it is cool.
Yeah.
So I never.
They
kind of
made it famous.
But is that one of those things where somebody wants to be in the band, but they don't have a lot of talent? Like,
the tambourine?
If I wanted to be in, would I be a Viber snapper or whatever that's
slapper?
Called? Well, Viber snapper.
I think you guys still got to know where to come in with that.
Yeah.
You got to come in, and you can't hold it too tight because the vibrations go through that little wood ball all through the metal. And then there's little
science behind that.
That's not
the cymbals.
You might have to practice it once there, Mino.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
That fits right in.
Him.
All right, flashback.
Okay, what are the lyrics here, Todd?
No idea.
No
idea. idea.
His job is just to do the fiber slap.
That's right.
We're taking Kevin Van Ness is with us. Tell us again what you brought in here, Kevin.
Vibra slap.
Could you be in a high school band and say you want to play the vibra snap?
Oh, slap.
Snap. You'd play some other slap. Percussion stuff.
Well, that's exactly right. You'd have to know
maracas, claves.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. That.
And actually, a lot of people think you're not very talented, just give the kid a vibra slap. But actually, you have to know exactly when to hit it because it's not like you can disguise something like that if you hit it in the wrong spot.
That's right.
Sounds like something my dad would give me if I didn't have a cold Pabst in the fridge waiting for him after.
Well, actually, I had one student. I said, "Now, just you know," he's asking, "When should I hit it?" I said, "Well, just pretend. Remember the old days when you'd say you're fooling around. You'd say I like to cuff you, knock it off."
Absolutely, that's what I mean.
So I said, "When I do that, pretend you're just cuffing somebody, and it worked great."
I'll be dead, but I literally have never seen or heard of that before.
Joel Cocker's band uses it quite a bit.
Oh, yeah. Feeling all right.
Really?
Yes. Yeah.
Wow. He got tied out of his shell with that thing. That's awesome.
Hey, we got a texter, John Mino, percussionist wannabe. His career starts tonight at Schwabenon Community Band Concert at Schwabenon PAC, 7 o'clock. It is free for my man, Teddy Ludoff. That is a great event they've got going out there tonight. Yeah.
And you're going to, is he serious?
I can't get out there. No.
Oh, I didn't know if you were going to. They're going to give you a
I'd love to, but I want to get out
there. Percussion section.
I can't, you know what's funny? When you hadn't heard about something, all of a sudden you hear about it, and then you hear about it all the time. That Ashwaubenon community, what's it called? The Ashwaubenon?
Just All Volunteer Band, AVB.
Right, yeah. But the actual PAC. Venue, the PAC.
Right. Yeah.
It's like now holy cow, is that ever popular?
It's great. I mean, we've played there in the backstage and all the dressing rooms. They got a big place for the grand piano, and it's really professional.
That's awesome. Music over the last 8 to 10 years in Northeast Wisconsin has, I think, exploded in so many more venues and so many more opportunities for all different types of music. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, John, I've played all over, and I'll tell you, you'd be shocked the talent in Northeast Wisconsin and Green Bay and the Valley think it's a frozen tundra.
I know.
You know, I go down to New Orleans, and these guys, I brought up the drummer for Boots Randolph. He played with the Packer band once. You know, the Yakety Sax?
Absolutely.
And he was actually originally from Fond du Lac.
Really?
And then he went down to try and make it in Nashville. And actually what happened is he was having a hard time doing it. And then Boots Randolph's agent called him one night on Saturday, said, I need a drum. Can you do it? And he didn't even know the main song was Yakety Sax. You better learn that's the guy's big hit that he plays every night. And he took off and he was made it down in Nashville. Then when he came up to Green Bay, he said, I can't believe, Kevin, over the years how this has changed. I said, there's a lot of talent in Northeast Wisconsin. Amazing. Yeah. And the facilities to play in.
I think maybe the talent's always been here, but they didn't have the
venue
opportunities.
And you're talking about Evergreen. I heard you guys.
Yeah.
We played down there. It's almost like a cruise ship.
Isn't that something?
It's amazing.
Yeah. I think that's great.
I told them, we're going to play in the Evergreen, you know, at the retirement community. Oh, okay, you know, we get down there, these guys are partying better than you, isn't it?
Yes. I'd live there right now. I'd move in right now.
That's where we're going. So you finished up your show, the Daddy D's production, the Patriotic show, which I heard was unbelievable.
Yeah, it was a great show.
So what's next for you? I mean,
this Wednesday we're doing a community concert at the community center in De Pere at 1 o'clock. It's a 1 hour concert. Anybody can come. And then I head to Montana for a week. Then we come back and I start the Daddy D's rock show. He's doing a 60s, 70s, 80s show.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
Those are fun.
And then Talk of the Town probably plays about 30, 40 concerts all over the place.
Got a text there. Good morning. Hello to Kevin from Patrick.
Oh, good morning. Good morning.
It's amazing how you can do this as long as you want, right?
I play over 100 shows a year right now, Jim.
Yeah, see, that's
all over the place. Right now, we're already booked in Florida in February.
You should see what he does. It's a retirement community, but boy, yeah, you connect with that group. I've seen video on that.
Well, Florida's great. Huge retirement.
Okay, did you bust a bunch of them up for the thing we came to at Legacy that night?
No. Those are just our followers. Actually, at Legacy, we could probably play that every month and pack that like that.
Absolutely.
Right. Yeah. That's nice that you're out there, but the other thing I like about you, and you've been teaching, 30-some years, but you always compliment. It's not like you think you're the best and there's all these other places. You really share the opportunity for people to get into music and encourage the community to look elsewhere besides Talk of the Town in your place.
Jim, we went to Webster. It was packed. 300-400 elementary kids just going wild. You know, we come in with our Dixieland.
Right.
Jazz, and you're thinking, these kids are still going wild. You know, but you're inspiring them. Like I said, we brought the drummer up on stage, I'm sure that little boy is going to be a drummer. You know, the band, we could sign up every kid for a band.
That's awesome.
And that's, and what a great, that's the word I'm looking for, but to have band is just great because you can do it by yourself, you can do it with other people, and it's, it can be a lifelong.
And it's cool. With my band, I tell them, you know, there's no egos. We go on the right in the, right out in the audience and play with those kids, sit next to them and play, you know, the real thing. I mean, no one took, played clarinet because they saw somebody squeaking hot cross buns. They saw something cool. I want to do that, you know? So.
And I'm sure.
I'm always educating. I'm always learning, Jim. I learn every day. When the minute you think you know it all, you might as well throw the instrument away because then you're done playing.
Right. Are you doing this summer? Do you do the city band concerts? Are you playing in some parks? There's so many opportunities now to listen to music, which I think
is great. Green Bay were the last Thursday in June. Green Bay is going to kind of put on a senior, but anybody's invited in Jackson Square, they're going to try
it. All right. That's been a while. They need to get back to that. Yeah.
Because they do the Friday night in Foxes, which is great. But there's a certain type of folks that will go there compared to some of the older folks that are a little bit hesitant about going downtown on Friday night and getting back. You know, they like to be home before it's dark. Yep. So afternoon concerts are great.
Sounds like me.
We'll be there.
Well, Todd's going to be featured on a Viber Slap at that concert, ladies and gentlemen.
You do that. We got to plan that day, but I think
Here it comes.
Hey,
what if we put together a band?
No.
The four of us.
Let's put together the itinerary.
Todd, you can play that thing. The vibrator thing?
No, this is it.
We got Kevin doing whatever he does.
The vibrator.
Vibra slap.
I'll be something.
Yeah, you can play the vibrator. Yeah. That's fine.
Jim, you can introduce us.
Okay. We're going to go from here to Cropsy's, right? Because they open up at 7.
Absolutely.
We'll get to, what time's your... Okay, we're going to... I'll plan it out.
You got it. Go to Cropsy's. We'll bring the band down there. See what's going on.
Kristen Ambos joining us. Right after this.
Miss part of the show or want to share it with a friend to catch every episode of Mino and the Mayor on your schedule? Listen now at civicmedia.us or find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. It's easy to take Mino and the Mayor wherever you go. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Oh, a special day when Kevin Van Ness walks through the door with a cool instrument of which I've never seen before that Todd is now going to be an expert at. Todd?
Viber slap, right?
Viber slap. Castle. And Todd, he said happy birthday to you. Did you?
Is it your birthday?
No, you know it's not.
All right.
Okay.
I don't know why he said that then.
All right.
Because he's a very nice person. Right.
And he
knows
gave
my
you the
birthday.
Gift.
Yeah. Unlike anybody else here, he gave me a gift.
Wow. Happy birthday, Todd.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay. 6 months later.
I'll just say it every week now.
It's your happy
birthday. That way I can never be late.
Kristen Ambos.
Good morning.
Point Mortgage Corporation. I tell you what, this is the time of year to have an open house or something.
Heck yeah.
Weather's nice. Everybody wants to get outside, kick some tires.
They were crazy this weekend.
Was
there were people in and out of open houses all over the place. So it was you're right, it was a great day or great weekend.
That's cool.
For house shopping.
And they're going to need you.
Yep.
Because not a lot of people are paying cash.
That's right.
They were, but now they're going to have to borrow money, and you have just a plethora of different interest rates that you have. Are people still looking for that locked-in 30-year, or are they getting more aggressive with these ARMs?
It's one or the other. And here's the hard part with the adjustable rate mortgage. And in that, too, and the I was doing a lot of, we'll call it research, right? Where I'm online all weekend looking at where my competitors' rates are at, where the bank's rates are at, what they're offering. And I'm still mind blown at the amount of balloons that are out there.
Yeah, that's scary.
Yeah, it is. In my opinion, that's not, you know, it's just as crazy as the option arm. Remember the option arm from 15 years ago where you could decide if you wanted to, there were four options. There was the interest only, there was the 30-year, the 15-year, or you could go negative amortization. So that's where you ended up paying a lesser amount, but then just tacking the equity onto your house. A balloon is not like an option arm. I want to be very clear on that. But it is just as risky, in my opinion.
But aren't you assuming on a balloon, what, 3-5 year, whatever?
Yeah.
Okay, then they're going to refinance.
Right.
But they could also call the loan, right?
The balloon will call the loan.
Yeah,
so that's what people don't understand. And that's what, in my opinion, from talking to clients, the consumer is not aware of because the banks are not educating them on what the balloon means.
I think people
I'm fixed in for 5 years.
And then I got to refinance.
They don't understand that, though. They don't understand that they have to refinance or sell. Like with that balloon, it comes due. With the adjustable rate mortgage, your rate can adjust accordingly after year one.
Right.
The part they don't understand on that adjustment is if they're not preemptive on it, that ARM can sometimes go up as much as 5% on the first year adjustment and then 2% every year.
I thought it was 2. Okay, wow.
Yeah,
that's
so
significant.
It just depends on what the ARM is, but the clients don't know to ask what the terms of the ARM are, and the lenders aren't educating them
on it. And you'll ask.
That's kind of scary.
It's very scary.
Because even if your payment stays the same, if your interest is going from 3 to 8,
right.
You know, for that 5%, you're just not building any equity.
No. And so this is a perfect example. I just closed with a lady about 10 days ago. She has been in the same home for 30 years. She's been banking with the same local bank. Every time she did a refinance, they refinanced her into an ARM or a balloon. 30 years later, she still owed $40,000 on it and she didn't know how to get out. And every time they did it, they tacked on more fees. More loan costs, treated it like a refinance.
Wow.
But it was an ARM and she didn't know any better. And so we finally got her on a fixed rate she could afford for the same amount, same payment as she had on this ARM.
And it's going to equity.
And now it's all going to equity.
Ugh. That's,
30 years later, it broke
my
heart.
So she's underwater forever.
So, and that's just it. Like, she's like, my house should be paid off. And I don't understand why it's not paid off yet. Like, because they just keep tacking on every time. The last $40,000 she's paying off is probably all the fees they've tacked on over the last 10 to 15, 20 years of redoing this adjustable rate mortgage.
And she didn't see it because they just rolled it into the mortgage.
Exactly. So, yeah. She didn't know any better.
That's too bad.
The consumer, as much as you can research online, you can research and get an answer to anything you want, whether it's the right answer or not. And that's where it's so much more important than just shopping the lowest rate you can find. Right. Because I've also tell you what, I closed 10 deals myself in the last 45 days on people who shopped to get the lowest rate, but the lender or the bank didn't know what they were doing. So at that point, the lowest rate didn't matter. Now it was a rush to get to the closing table on time. So they stayed in contract. And, you know, so sometimes the lowest rate, shopping for the lowest rate isn't always the answer, but shopping for a loan officer who's competent and understands and know what they're doing and gives you the education, and not only the education, but here's what will happen if we do this loan program. Here's what will happen if we do this for the longevity. So the clients understand and can choose the best option for them.
That's so important.
With Kristen Ambos, Point Mortgage Corporation.
This is such good information. And, I've asked you before if you just hold seminars on this, but you have a podcast where people can tune into that.
Yes.
Tell me more about that's something we can download anytime we want.
Yeah, you can download
really
it anytime.
A really popular podcast, by the way.
I hope so. It's doing pretty well. We're excited. We just wrapped up season
one. Where did I see an ad? In some magazine here around town
someplace. Yes.
That's a really great picture of
you
and the whole thing.
We got stuff everywhere.
Yeah, that's cool. That's
yeah. Good deal. But no, we do.
Like, I know her.
Thank you. No, we just wrapped up season one. Really excited about it. Finished it with a really good podcast on house hacking, a part two from part one earlier. Summers are tough, so we decided we're going to take a couple weeks off, but we're going to continue to sponsor it and promote it because there's so much good content there for people to go back to.
Right.
And listen, if you've not been a listener, gosh, we'd appreciate your support. Go in and listen, download it. Spotify, YouTube, Apple Podcast. Help me out, Todd. There's like 10 million other podcasts.
What do we type
pretty
in?
Pretty much wherever you want to get it.
Yes.
If you search for it online, you'll find all of
that. Yeah, the Always On Point podcast with Kristen Ambos.
Always On Point.
Yep.
Yeah, that's great because, you know, even if you don't need it, it's good conversation for friends, for your family to say, hey, look, if you listen to this Always On Point thing, because like you said, that poor lady, I really feel, you know, the more you say that, I mean, she just got ripped off. I mean,
that's the bottom line. From the bank that she knew and trusted. And listen, I have a bank and a credit union that I personally work with, and they're phenomenal. I'm not here just try to rip apart banks and credit unions. That's not the goal. They serve a very good purpose. It's more so just make sure that the loan officer you're working with is competent and understands, because the banks and credit unions sell off a lot of their loans too. That's that's the part people don't understand, is they just think if I go to my bank, it'll sit there forever. And some banks do, but the majority of loans are sold off.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. You were talking a little bit about the different facts. It's like, okay, the interest rates, you got, you know, the availability, the supply lines, there's so many, you know, something's out of whack
Yeah.
Keeping everything from being back to the way it was a few years ago, or whatever you want to call it. Can you think of any one entity that would make a big difference? Like, I told you that thing I was reading about on a national thing. You talked about how so many people, like, assisted. Okay, so people want to get out of their homes, so everybody wants to go to an assisted living home. So their rates are really high.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like people are so trapped, kind of. It's like, well, I want to do this, but... Yeah. Well, I want to do this, but what needs to give for things to get a little bit more stable, normal, user-friendly, I guess I should say?
Honest answer?
Yeah.
Greed. People need to stop being greedy. People need to stop trying to make an entire living on one loan, one deal, one apartment, one house. It's bad.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And like we're talking, one of the things I saw, it said only 1 in 10 people in America can afford an assisted living home.
Yeah.
And they don't want to give up their house if it's paid for. And they don't want to buy something else because they have, you know, such a low interest rate versus what they'd be paying now.
Right. Nobody wants to give it up. They want to do it. It's sad in our industry. It's really prevalent right now. People want to make more money doing less work. Tell me where that economic ever made sense.
Radio.
Actually, it's just the opposite. We work harder for less.
That's
what it is.
Yeah. Great point. True. Maybe it's
politics.
True. Yeah. It's true. Yeah. They wanna do less work and make more money, and that math never maths.
Wow. And this coming from a girl that, you know, started working at a pickle factory.
You got it.
So, I mean, you know what you're talking about.
Garbage trucks, like, and pickle factories and washing cars. Like,
hey, that's a different
labor
podcast.
Labor of loves.
I like that idea. Garbage trucks and pickle factories.
Absolutely.
That's your title.
That's right.
Wow, I like
it. So, it's sad to say, but I see it really beaming right now, and it's tough to see.
Okay.
Interesting.
Yeah.
But honest.
Yeah, it is.
Very.
And if people can't get out of their homes because they can't afford senior living, then it's a different subject. But that home health care, we got to pick up the pace a little bit on that.
There's
because I'm staying in my home. I got that all set already. I'm bringing in some 28-year-old to kind of take care of me when I'm.
Hey, Bill Belichick, relax.
I was like, dang. That's
got
hilarious.
That on tape.
She's heard it before.
We're not going there.
Yeah, no, but it's very real. You know, I'm the first one to say, like, we got lucky. My husband is a veteran. We had the opportunity to utilize the VA. When rates are really low, our interest rate is 2.25%.
Wow.
Why am I running from that right now?
Never.
No.
And that is also another, I don't want to say problem. It's a good problem for the people who have the low rates to have, right? But it's an overall bad problem for the housing facility and the housing market, because those people are not going to be moving anytime soon.
And you can't blame anybody.
And you can't blame them. They took advantage of a really good situation. But where I strongly believe in my gut right now is that we can get interest rates down even just a point, and we really get some development, you know, some contractors who have tax incentives or whatever it is to bring the cost of actually developing the land down and building, then they can pass that off to a less expensive option for housing and pass that off to the consumer to save. So those two things combined. And I did not pass my physics college class. Or economics.
I didn't get through the syllabus.
Right?
When he handed out the syllabus, I didn't get. I walked out.
It's a joke. It's not. Well, it's not.
We got a thing here.
John didn't want to catch that.
No, we got a thing here. We refinanced our home with Kristen and just closed last week. She is awesome. She answered my thousands of questions, no matter what they were. Customer for life, Tammy.
Oh, thank you so much, Tammy. Absolute pleasure working with her. Lots of questions, but I expect that, because the people that don't ask any questions, then I wonder if they really know what's going on.
I would think you would want that.
I want that. Yeah. I want. It's actually a breath of fresh air when people are like, can we get on the phone and talk about this? Can we ask questions? Yeah. So, that's what we're here to do. My team and I are willing and able, and we try to do everything with complete transparency, because it's your loan, not ours. It's your money, not ours. And we don't take that. We don't take that lightly.
And you seem the type that wouldn't give somebody just a static line from whatever. You cut right through the chase with, like, no BS filter.
I try to.
Yeah.
It's good and bad.
Yeah.
It's burned me a couple times.
I think it's awesome.
But it's done more good than it has bad, so I'm going to keep doing that.
Good for you.
Yeah.
But I think in terms of development, product, the right product for the right people.
Yeah.
You drive around, you leave the city or the county, or not even the county, but there's so much land that we have in Wisconsin. Actually, we have more land everywhere. You drive, Kevin just says go to Montana. Well, that is one boring drive. Iowa's boring.
Yeah.
There's so much land. Why aren't we just taking, you know, 1,000 acres of land and building ranch homes? I just think that would be a great, I would invest in that company, I think.
I would invest with you.
Well, you got more money than I do.
Right? Well, yeah. No, I wouldn't say that. But no, I think it goes back to the cost of just developing that land. Bringing water, bringing electricity, bringing everything to it is just such an excessive cost still.
Yeah, government can help a little bit.
I agree 100%. I believe that's where the answer is right now.
What they did with that ARPA money, I mean, come on.
Yep.
Kristen Ambrose, Point Mortgage Corporation. We'll be back with more right
Sounds
after
good.
This.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Disappointing, Todd. I thought you'd come up with songs that throughout every break with that you could play your new vibrator, yada yada. What's it called again? I'm sorry.
It is not a vibrator.
No, I know that. But what is it called?
That
again?
Sounds totally different.
I'm not even saying that. Yeah. What is it though? It's a
vibra.
Vibra.
Nope.
Vibra.
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 Slap.
Vibra slap.
Because you slap it.
Vibra slap.
Correct.
Okay.
It's an interesting little instrument.
Have you ever heard of that before?
Never.
But you've heard the sound.
I've heard the sound, but I didn't know that that's what it was till I saw you playing.
Right.
It.
Yeah.
I mean, it's got a cool sound to it.
Absolutely.
Wow.
And Todd played that in high school.
You played that in high school?
Yes.
And he was in percussion, so he played a lot of stuff.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah. That wasn't his only
just
instrument.
Just in my head. So I was like,
here's why. Because it was a lot lighter than carrying a tuba around.
Yeah. Fair enough.
And that's literally what they told you to play, right?
What's that?
A tuba?
No, not me.
Oh, who
that was somebody else.
Oh, we had somebody in here, and the guy suggested a tuba.
It may have been Ted.
I'm not lugging that around.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Yeah.
But that vibra slap, I mean, that... percussion that
yes
you have to a number of things but that right. is a pretty popular and then did you get to the xylophone did you
I had to do that a little bit
that's cool now that is
those
cool
are cool
instrument.
When they're played
that,
right
when you hold it if you got to hold the things right
yep
when it's played right
when it's played
it's,
right
it's not easy
I can't imagine
I enjoyed the chimes
yeah
oh chimes
that's
are good
because right. you had a hammer and you'd bang on
right.
it at the top
yep.
yeah
and you're the only one playing the chimes, too, which is cool.
Absolutely.
Like
you're
like, getting out his teenage aggression
that
on the chimes.
Right. Well, no, that's your thing, though. It's like, oh, my God, that was that guy. It's not like
you. You know what I'd like to? I'd like to be a Jamaican and play.
That's just the oddest thing anybody's ever said on the show.
We're staying on topic here, okay?
No, because when you got those bands on the beach in Jamaica and you got always got the one guy playing
steel drums.
He's like, is that what it is?
Steel drums are awesome.
They are the most popular guys in the band.
Yeah.
Well, and just so fun to listen to. I mean, how do you not have a smile on your face?
Exactly.
When
the bongos are.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, when you're on a beach listening to music.
And what are the big bongos
Green
called?
Green Bay needs more beaches.
The tall ones.
Conga?
Those things.
Yeah.
That is a cool instrument, too.
Yeah.
And those are, you're right. If you, that's the guy, that's the person you'd look at.
That's the person you look at. That's the star of the show.
Yeah. But the steel drums are, they had a steel drum concert down here one time.
I'd have the dreads.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I think. They'd be looking at you for different reasons. But Johnny, I think you should take a look at that.
All right. Just saying.
What's that white dude doing there?
Oh, my God.
Yep. Anyway.
Yeah. Kristen Ambos, how you doing?
All right, back to your house.
How busy are things? I mean, you have your finger on the pulse of a housing industry more than anybody else does. Where are we at right now, the middle of May, 2025?
Applications are up. I think I did just around 50 pre-approvals last month myself.
Wow.
And so it was good. It was busy. There's people that want to buy out there.
Yeah.
There's people that want to buy out there. One of the exciting factors as a seller, not always the best, but as a lender who works with buyers, I'm very excited for them is the home inspections are really starting to show up again, which is good for them so that they at least know what they're buying. Whether or not they can come to terms on fixing things is another story, but at least they can they can, you know, there's a contingency
but that's
where
always
they can
been there,
have
that aspect. Yeah.
Yes,
of it.
I mean, exactly, exactly. So I'm really liking that for my clients. It's coming back around, and really just working with a team of professionals that knows how to strategize to get your offer accepted is huge right now. There's a lot of people out there who just, you know, when you're working with a lender, and I'll say the same thing for realtors alike, the value add is making sure they know how to strategize for you to get there. It's so mm-hmm. much different now. A couple of years ago, it was just all about throwing a sign in the yard and yeah. writing, you know, and I don't want to take away from the hard work that real estate agents do, but it's like anything else. There's, you know, 20% in our industry that are doing 80% of the work
right.
and are doing it correctly. You know, so if you want some of the best, definitely do your due diligence and research it and, you know, interview a few and just make sure you have a team aligned to help you. It's really big right now.
Yeah, I'll go back to the building. I think I don't snowbirds.
Yep.
Two houses, place in Florida. I think that's going to die off. I yep. just think, first of all, the winters here are like not bad. Right? How many times did you use your snowblower this year?
Twice.
Yeah.
Okay, that's two. You can go on a cruise or go to take a vacation when
right.
it's not good. I don't really, we talked about that. I don't think we're going to do that because I don't like it's another house. It's in the
oh, yeah,
people
another.
And you might not like your neighbors and I don't know. I'm just, that's too risky. So I just think additions or really making your house a home for the next, because
yeah.
it changes, right? I mean, people get older, they got different things, bedroom on the first floor and all that. But yeah. I don't know. I think we need to build more homes here because I think Wisconsin, Madison, I mean, that's no secret. They said because of the weather, because of things, that it's really going to be a growth area.
Right.
And that's a whole county. And here,
yep.
I think in Brown County, too, I just think with all this land we have, I just think that would be good. I think it'd be good for the whole industry. But, you know, I don't know everything about it.
I completely agree with you. I completely agree with you.
Make an investment group.
Yeah. And I think, you know, I think that real estate's still a really great and safe investment.
It is.
But I think that your people who have the extra Airbnbs and things like that are kind of getting to the spot where now they got to work for it. And it's not the work that they wanted to do right. or the second house that they wanted to put the work into. And they're just not maybe making enough money on it anymore. So do think some of that'll come back around to
that'll
go on
the
market.
Yeah.
I want to develop like what Jim's talking about, but I want it all recyclable things. I want to build it all of like used tires because there's billions
nice.
Of used
oh,
tires
yeah.
out.
Outside.
And you fill them with sand
smell it
and
all.
It's they don't, Jim. And we
they
fill them
smell.
With sand and they're so well insulated. It's mind boggling. So I want to do a subdivision on houses I'm going to build out of
on tires.
Old tires.
All right.
Yeah.
I got a stack of them in the back of my garage.
Let me have them.
You're going in business together.
Right. We're going in business it. Together.
The,
great.
The investment
yeah, those
that
two.
My house
those
has
two.
Made
I'm
in
not,
tires
not, not
is pretty
think
incredible.
About this. Jim, are you in?
No.
Do you want to be a silent partner? Do I be just an investor?
John, I got to look at
you. You don't
that.
Have to do any manual labor.
I just think a suburb that's really cool, I think, would work.
Yeah.
I'm going to handle most of the manual labor.
Show up with your golden shovel.
Yes.
I'll
get the photo up.
I will say this really quickly. Where other spots in the country have, you know, Washington, D.C. and coastal areas have doubled and tripled their value.
Yeah.
Our 220 is now 260. Their 220 is now like 800. So while we've gone up, we're still one of the safest bets and most competitive in the country.
How can people get a hold of you, Kristen Ambos?
920-606-1156.
Tell us where you find your podcast.
At Always On Point Podcast. Kristen
it's fantastic.
Ambos.
It's
thank
really,
you so much,
really
guys.
Good.
Always appreciate it.
Always love having you in here.
Have a great day, guys.
You too. When we come back, Daryl Burnett talking about a great event.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.